It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Sun Prairie is honoring its most famous daughter with a massive mural project on the Washington Mills factory building in its downtown. Mural Fest kicks off later this month as artists from around the country gather to paint portions of a mural to honor the legacy of Georgia O'Keeffe. Born in 1887, O'Keeffe was known as the mother of American modernism. She was a pioneer of modern art and one of the most famous and influential artists of her time. But before all of that, she spent her childhood growing up on a farm near Sun Prairie. Wisconsin muralist Lena Ugrin is lead organizer for the Sun Prairie Mural Fest. She talked to Kate Archer Kent.
Lena, Mural Fest is going to be a celebration of Georgia O'Keeffe's legacy. What is her legacy like to you?
For me, Georgia O'Keeffe represents a voice of fearlessness and power and owning your own spirit, your own voice in the times when, you know, it was hard for artists that are women to be successful and to pursue their dreams. And she just owned her own work. She was true to herself. She was true to her art. She just followed her curiosity without being influenced by any major movement. She was a pioneer. She just didn't care what anybody thought. And for me, that uniqueness, that following of her own road, writing her own story, is why she's so important, not just to Sun Prairie where she's from, but to just anywhere, to America.
Can you take us to this mural space? How did you find the Washington Mills factory, and what is it like?
Yes, so this is, if you can imagine, a giant factory building that has never been actually painted at all. And it's just this gray block wall that's just been staring back at me for a year. And I just was constantly contemplating what could be living on it. You know, it's just, as a muralist, you always see walls. And it's like kind of like every time I drive anywhere, I'm kind of looking at walls and what's out there. And this wall, I've been just like looking at it for so long. And then finally, I got connected with Lou, the plant manager, and he and another person from Washington Mills. We had a meeting and I presented them with the idea of the Mural Fest on their wall. And I am a muralist myself, so I do go to paint jams and mural festivals. And I really, really love the idea of being among your peers, because as an artist, you work a lot alone. And it's not like you're going into the office and you have a bunch of peers with you, and you're most of the time alone. And then just these festivals bring all your peers together, and we just get to create together. We get to connect to the community. People come say hi, come talk to us. And I just thought, like, this could be a really cool gallery wall in downtown Sun Prairie. And I've noticed that there wasn't much murals happening in Sun Prairie at all. So I presented the idea. They were very interested and they said, we're down. Let us know, you know, how we can help. From there, I was like, well, I have a wall. Now what? Yep. So I was like, okay, so that's one thing. So now I have to figure out how to make it all happen. And then I got connected with bid manager Mary, and then presented the idea to her. And she was like, yeah, I love that. Let's see, you know, let's see if it's doable. Let's see what permits we need. Then she brought in Barbara, the tourism director, and three of us just started planning and strategizing and figuring out everything, you know.
That is so wonderful. And in the end, there are 9 artists, including yourself, participating in the mural. How did you decide on who to pick for the project?
Yes. So we had an open call sometime, I believe, like, in beginning of the March or so. And 118 artists applied from all over the country. which was really cool to see. We even had a couple of DMs from international artists asking about it. But this year we decided to stick with keep it on the Wisconsin and national line, just because it's first time doing this and we didn't really know if we would need to deal with visas or anything. So we realized it's easier for the first year to do it more locally. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we're going to have 50% of artists being from Wisconsin, and then the rest can be from anywhere in America. And that's the United States. And then we had the open call, artists applied. Then we had a jury of six local professionals. All of them are either artists or have some sort of art background to them, or they're local business owners. And so that's, we had six people going through two levels of choosing. First one was like a blind online voting where I took all the applications and put together the pictures of each artist on one slide. And I excluded everything that I could, the name and everything. Mm. So they only can see the art and vote on the art. And that first voting session gave us like sort of a leaderboard, if you will.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, we know how Georgia O'Keeffe was so influenced by the desert and by Ghost Ranch and that Southwestern look. But I wonder, will there be Wisconsin influences that we see go up on this wall?
I believe it will, yes. I think that the interpretations are more abstract in a way, not in a theme sense, but in a inspiration. When I set out the artist call, I wanted to honor Georgia by also honoring contemporary artists and their voices, because that's what she did. She followed her voice. So we wanted the artists who are inspired by Georgia, but not necessarily always has to be by, you know, her work looks like, but more on, you know, you could be inspired by her life or a portion of part of her work or something. So we have a good variety of artworks that I think people will enjoy. Some of them are, some artworks will be more like, you could see the visual connection to Georgia, and others, it's more in a story behind the mural, which is really cool.
We're talking about a downtown Sun Prairie mural, a building in Sun Prairie about to be transformed, influenced by the Wisconsin native Georgia O'Keeffe. Lena Ugren is with us, a muralist from Wisconsin and Mural Fest lead organizer. Lena, how physically demanding is creating a mural and this art form?
It is very demanding. It is physical labor in connection with art. It's a lot of the time people don't realize that while we are providing, muralists are providing you with design portion, we also come out and do the painting, which requires a lot of the time usage of heavy like machinery, like lifts or scaffolding, putting the scaffolding up and down, going up and down the ladders, holding long poles with brushes on the end. So it's very, very physical. And for me, in particular, I usually don't feel it while I'm doing it. It comes the day after. Like your whole body's like, what did you do?
But in this instance, you're going to be surrounded by artists who are all doing this and pitching in. And I wonder if that camaraderie will be helpful.
Yes, it always is. It's just, it will be helpful on, you know, us inspiring each other, just having, you know, if, you know, for example, if I'm alone working on a mural and I'm up on the lift and I forgot something down, because it happens, you know, I have to get all the way down and all that from scaffolding or lift to get it. This way, when you have friends and buddies around you, they can just, you know, hand you stuff and, you know, you can help each other in that little ways that, you know, save you some time and stuff. And also, I've seen people, you know, helping each other finish their pieces when somebody's slower than others. I've seen people, you know, just filming each other, cheering each other on. It's just really beautiful to see artists work together.
How colorful will these 9 murals be?
Very colorful. I think people will enjoy it. And each mural has its own sort of like theme and story and a different color palette. So it's definitely going to be like 9 different people painted them. And it's going to look like a gallery wall. And we are getting paint from Holman Lindsay. They're our paint and artist sponsor, which is really sweet. And so all the murals will be, most of the murals will be painted that in that. And we have a couple of spray paint artists who are using spray paint as well.
You know, I would imagine that every blank wall you see is a blank canvas to you. It is something to fill with art. And I'm curious, do you think this will be the start of more murals in Sun Prairie?
I think it will, Sun Prairie and beyond. I think projects like this trigger and inspire other projects, and people sometimes forget about what art does for them until they have it. And I think when they have it here and start enjoying it, they will actually, you know, it will invoke something in them, more inspiration, more wanting of art, to be surrounded by art in their community and in their personal space as well.
I'd like to ask you a personal question about your art, if I could. You being originally from Bosnia and Herzegovina and now at home in Wisconsin, did the Bosnian War in the 90s affect your art?
I believe so. I believe that everything we live through as an artist and every aspect of our life influences our creative processes one way or another. Sometimes it's not the subject matter. Sometimes it's just the way we create and why we create. So I believe strongly that that influenced my art, as well as living now here in a capitalist America. It's just a different, two different countries who kind of like are building me as a human in a way.
Lena, do you get inspiration from places in Wisconsin for your art, for your murals?
I love traveling. I am a little bit addicted to it, I must say. So yes, I definitely get inspired anywhere I go. I get inspired by colors, by shapes, by just like learning and exploring new places, new cultures, everything literally about going and exploring inspires me. So yes, definitely.
One thing I'm curious about when I see a muralist out working, I'm wondering what happens when it rains as the mural is going on, like how often you have to check the weather forecast and or what do you do if it rains?
We often check weather forecast as muralists, at least I can say for myself, and I believe all the others do. Yes, it's tricky, but I just monitor it, and then I just like have, if I know that the downpour is going to happen, then I just have everything sort of ready to pack real quick, and then I just do something else and come back when the rain stops. And you just, you know, you just, if the rain's going to take the whole day, then you just don't paint that day. But if it's going to be on and off, I had a project in Tennessee the other week and it was raining on and off nonstop. So I literally had these glimpses of time of like an hour, and I would go in and paint for an hour. Then I would go back to my car and like do some doodling on my iPad for another project. Then I would go back and dry my piece and paint again. So it depends on how heavy the rain is. If it's super heavy, then you probably wouldn't want to paint. But if it's like, you know, light rain, you can just get back right back to it.
Well, Lena, I wish you nothing but sunny skies in the 8 or 9 days that all the muralists will be together and working so hard. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Lena Ugrin is a Wisconsin muralist and lead organizer of the Sun Prairie Mural Fest project. She talked to Kate Archer Kent. The grand revealing of the finished murals in honor of Georgia O'Keeffe will take place on Thursday, June 26th, with additional special events happening throughout that weekend.